In the past couple of weeks that we've been talking about halacha, we discussed Bishul B'Shabbos. Right? So today we're going to conclude our discussion of Bishul. We talked about Bishul D'Raisa, and then we mentioned some of the Gzeiros D'Rabbanan. We discussed Shehiya, Hatmana, leaving a pot on the fire from before Shabbos, insulating a pot, and then last time we started to talk about Chazar, which means returning a pot to the fire. We mentioned that Chazar is more chamer than Shehiya. Returning a pot to the fire is more chamer. Why? Because the pot is cooled off. Shehiya means you're leaving it from before Shabbos, so the question is whether Shemiyachat HaBegecholam, are we afraid that you might raise the temperature because you don't want it to get cold? Chazara, when it comes to Chazara, you're even more concerned because since the pot has cooled down, so maybe you'll be Mechata B'Gachalim. Maybe you'll stoke the coals even more. Maybe you'll raise the flame even more because since the pot has already cooled down, you're concerned that the food is going to be cold and it's not going to warm up. Or we said maybe Chazara is different because it's a totally different issue than Shehiya. Shehiya is a problem of Shem Yechata B'Gachalim, but maybe Chazara is a problem of Mechzikim of Asher. That because you're taking a pot that's off the fire and putting it on the fire, so it looks like bishul. It looks like a regular bishul that you put a pot onto the fire. By shehiya, you're not putting a pot onto the fire, you're leaving the pot on the fire, but here you're actually putting it back onto the fire. So chazara is certainly more chamer than shehiya. We mentioned because chazara is more chamer, there are five tana'im, five conditions that have to be fulfilled l'chatchila in order to be matir chazara. First of all, the food has to be completely cooked. Is very different than Shehiya. In Shehiya we talked about, there are some shitas that even if it's Kamach Ben Yisai, it's okay, because there the issue is, are you going to be Mechata B'Gacholam or not Mechata? But here, if you put something that's Mavush or Kamach Ben Yisai, it's cooked, it's edible, but it's not fully cooked. If you put that back on the fire, you might violate Bishul D'Araisa. Because according to some shitas, if the food goes from Kamach Ben Yisai until fully cooked, you're mamish violating Bishul D'Araisa. So that's the first tanai, has nothing to do with Gzeira D'Rabbanan. It's just since you're taking a pot and putting it on the fire, you have to make sure that it's fully cooked before you do that. What's more, it can't be cooled down. It can't be nitzdanin legamri. If it's nitzdanin legamri, then there's going to be a problem. Now we pointed out, there's a machlokas achron, and what that problem is. Is it a bishul problem? That if you have a liquid there, let's say you take a soup off the fire, and now you're putting soup back on the fire. So if it's nitzdanin legamri, we said that there might be bishul achar bishul b'davar lasa. Is it a bishul problem? That's one sheet. Others say, no. The problem is, it's mechzikim of asher, right? The problem is, it's a chazara issue. That if it's nitzdanin legamri, the first shehiya is batla, the first shehiya is gone until nitzdanin legamri. So there's still a hemshah. There's some kind of continuation to the first shehiya. Once it's nitzdanin legamri, then it's completely batla, the first shehiya. So then it's like you're doing a new shehiya. So if you're doing an ushiyah, it's like Mexican of Asha. We're more afraid of Shemi Yechad HaBegachalim, so then it's going to be Mocham. Then we pointed out that you need Gora for Katam also. You need some kind of a covering, meaning there has to be some kind of a hecker that you won't be Mechad HaBegachalim. There has to be a hecker so that it doesn't look like Bishul. And then we said that there are two more Tanoim, number four and number five, and that is Odon V'yado and Daigol HaHafsa. The pot still has to be in your hand, you can't put it down. You have to have intention to put it back on the fire. These two pratim ensure that there's a hemshah to the original shehiya. So if there's a hemshah, then we're not afraid of Shem Yechad HaBegacholim, if it's Gar V'Pratim, and it's not Mevzikim V'Vashim. Okay, these are the different tnoim that we mentioned. We discussed, what do you need B'Dieved? B'Dieved, if you don't have all of these, let's say it's Odom B'Yodom, but it's not Daito L'Hachzer. Let's say it's Daito L'Hachzer, but you put it down on the countertop, right? We talked about all these different scenarios. L'chatchila, though, you're supposed to have all five. So the question now is, can we think of a way that it'll be permissible to take something out of a refrigerator on Shabbos morning and put it on the fire so that it'll be warm for the Shabbos day soup? That's the question that we want to figure out. So to do that with soup, obviously, is going to be highly questionable. Right? To take a soup from the refrigerator, put it on the fire, it's liquid. Right, it's liquid. That could be a bishul problem. Since it's not in legamri, it's in the refrigerator. So if you put it back onto the fire, it's gonna be yatzo lettuce, mishtama. Even if it doesn't get to yatzo lettuce, you're not allowed to put something in an area that it could get to yatzo lettuce. It could get to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. There's a machlokus. Yatzo lettuce is anywhere between 110 to 160. You can't put the soup back onto the fire. That's going to be a big problem. But let's say we're talking about Kugel. Let's say we're talking about a Dover Yavish, where we're not concerned about Bishel Achar Bishel anymore. Well, so then there's room to talk. At least according to those Shitas who assume that Lo Nitzdan in Legamri, that if it's Nitzdan in Legamri, you can't do Chazar because it's a Bishel Achar Bishel problem, that's only in Dover Lach. But in Dover Yavish, there's no Bishel Achar Bishel. So there's no Bishel Achar Bishel. So then there's room for discussion. There's room for discussion. Can we perhaps take the kugel, take the Dover Yavish out of the refrigerator and put it onto the fire? So under what circumstances can we do that? We still have problems that we have to satisfy. It's not Odin Biyado. It's not Daito Lahachzir. He wasn't holding the kugel a whole night. It's not Daito Lahachzir. When he took it off, I mean, I guess you could say it was Daito Lahachzir, but once you put it in the refrigerator, that's it. That's like hinicho al gabe karka. Right? You totally put it away. So is there any heter? So there's an interesting Ran that the Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes a Ran b'shem di Rishalmi. Rishalmi says that Odin b'yado and Daito Lahachzir are only necessary if you took the kedera off the fire Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, and now you want to put it back on the fire, then you need Odin b'yado and Daito Lahachzir. But if you take it off on Shabbos itself, let's say you had something on the fire on Friday night, you take it off the fire Friday night, put it in the refrigerator, the Yerushalmi would say that there's no problem of Chazar. Of course, if it's Garth Kotel. The Tnoim of Odom B'Odom and Daito Lahachzir, Zok Yerushalmi, are only necessary if you take something off the fire before Shabbos. But if there were a Shehiya of this item on Shabbos, it was on the fire, on the stove, in the oven, on Shabbos itself, then we view every subsequent Shehiya as a Hemshah from that Shehiya. So even if you took it off the fire, put it in the refrigerator, everything is fine. This is the Ranz Yerushalmi. It's a Meredik Achirsh. Because he's saying that as long as you had some kind of a Shehiya with this item, it was on the fire at some point on Shabbos, even if you put it in the refrigerator, it doesn't matter. There's always a Hemshah to that original Shehiya. Can we paskin like this Ran? This is a tremendous kula. So the Rama does quote the Ran. He says that Yesh Nogin Lahakel Kedvar of Sama Mekel based on the Ran. But he says Avurakim Lonit Stanin Legami, only if it's not completely cooled off. What does that mean? So according to the Magen Avraham, who says that Lonit Stanin Legami is because if it's Nitzanin Legami, you've been Mevatel the first Shehiyah, right? According to the Magen Avraham, who says that Lo Nitzdan in Legamri is a Tanai that's necessary because if it's Nitzdan in Legamri, you've been Mevatel the first Shehiyah, so then the Ran doesn't really help us very much because it's going to be Nitzdan in Legamri if it's in the refrigerator. But according to the Vilna Gaon, who assumes that you need Lo Nitzdan in Legamri because if it's Nitzdan in Legamri, then you'll have a Bishul Achar Bishul problem, well, that's only going to apply B'davar Lach. B'davar Yavish, there's no Bishul Achar Bishul problem. So if you take the Ranz Yerushalmi and learn like the Vilna Gaon, so then there's no problem B'davar Yavish. There would only be a problem B'davar Lach. As long as you had that Davar Yavish, you had the kugel on the fire at the start of Shabbos, and then you take it off the fire, put it in the refrigerator, let it cool off first, then you put it in the refrigerator, you could take the kugel out on Shabbos day, put it back on the blech, put it back on something that's gara fakatum, and you'll be able to warm up the kugel. That's what the Ramah seems to be saying by quoting the Ran. They say Rabbi Soloveitchik was makel for this Ran. In his community in Boston, this is the way he paskin, that it's permissible. But it seems, even according to the Rav's kula, it's only if the kugel was on the fire on Friday night. You can't make a kugel on Thursday night, put it in the refrigerator, and take it out on Shabbos day. The whole Yerushalmi is assuming that it was on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos. Others question whether this kula really should be followed. It is a kula. The Ramah himself says, V'tov l'hachmir. The Ramah says it's better to be machmir. The Rav felt that Me'ikra din the Ran paskins like the Yerushalmi. The Ramah paskins like the Ran's Yerushalmi. So there's room to be maker. But there are others that feel that perhaps this should not be the basis of a kula to put kugel on the fire on Shabbos day, because it's Yerushalmi. Maybe the Bavli argues. They talk about whether the Bavli argues. The Yerushalmi itself, it's unclear, you know, how far the Yerushalmi was going, whether the Ramah really paskin like that Yerushalmi. He's explaining the Shita. Yesh Nogel Haga. There are those who are Nogel Haga. The Ramah himself is Machmir. It's not clear, but that's the way the Rav paskin. The Rav in his community in Boston paskin like that, based on the Rav Yerushalmi. Is there any other room for kula? Any other way to be made? So some suggested a different approach, and that is the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei talks about the concept of kedera al gabe kedera. If you're going to put the kugel, let's say, into another kedera, let's say you have a kedera of cholent, you got a crock pot that's cooking, and it has a flat top to it, so maybe you could put your kugel on top of the cover, right, on top of the lid of the crock pot. Would that be permissible? So the Shulchan Aruch has a line that if you put al gabe kedera, there's no problem with chazara because ain't derech bishul b'kach. It's a strange thing. So that's the best hacker in the world. It's not mechzikim of ashel kedera gabe kedera. Maybe even shemi echad b'gacholah wouldn't apply because since it's such a strange thing, so you're not going to be mechata because you realize that this is a strange scenario. So maybe that's the kula. We're not going to put stuff directly back on the fire from the refrigerator. But at least kedera gabe kedera should be permissible. The question is, what does kedera gabe kedera mean? So the Prima Godem says that this heter of kedera gabe kedera is only if you put it on top of a kedera of food. It has to be a kedera of food. It can't be a kedera agabe, an empty kedera. Like you would say, well, if I have a fire, so let me just put two pots, one on top of the other. Kedera gabe kedera, no problem, right? Put an empty pot on the fire, and then I'll put my kugel in a pan, which is another pot. Is that kedera gabe kedera? Zokta Prima Godem, no. It has to be on top of a kedera malaya. It has to be on top of a kedera of tavshil. Kedera of tavshil. If you put an empty pot on top of another empty pot, so that's gora fakotin, that's like a blech. It's a double blech. But that's not a kedera gabe kedera. The whole idea that kedera gabe kedera is an ein derech mishul b'kach, that's because you're cooking food. The normal way to cook food is to put the food inside the pot, not on top of the pot, on top of the lid of the pot. That's strange. But just to put empty pots, one on top of the other, one inside the other, according to the Prima Godem, that's not going to accomplish anything. I saw Rabbi Ribiak wants to suggest that some poskim hold that if you put the pots one on top of the other in a strange way, maybe it will accomplish something. To put pots one inside the other, it is kedera, agabi kedera, but what does that accomplish? It doesn't look strange. But let's say you have a blech, and you turn a pot upside down. Well, forget a pot. It's hard to turn a pot upside down, it has a handle. But you take a pan, you take an aluminum tin pan, and you turn it upside down on top of the blech. So the blech is garof v'katam, and now you have a kedera upside down on top of the blech. That's pretty strange. Maybe there's room to be maker that even if kedera gabi kedera, the normal heter of the Shulchan Aruch is only if you have a kedera malay, you have a full, I mean, not full necessarily, but a pot of food on the bottom. But that's only if you're putting the pots one inside the other, so then empty pots are not going to count for that. But if you turn it upside down, so of course, that's a derech bishul b'kach. That's not normal. So ein lecha heker gadol mizeh, that it won't be mezikim levasho. That should also work. So there are two approaches: either to do what the Prima Godem is saying within the Shulchan Aruch, to put it on top of another kedera. That's very common. Very, very often, a person will put some kugel on the piece of aluminum, and you'll put it on top of the crock pot to warm up the kugel. Very, very common to do. Or you could turn, according to the poskim Rabbi Ribiat is quoting, you could turn an aluminum pan upside down on top of a blech and put your kugel there. What's the din of a hot plate? I think it's much more common for people to have hot plates nowadays. So what's the din of a hot plate? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Har Tzvi, he says that if it's a non-adjustable hot plate, just plug in, plug out, so the chashash of Shemi Yechata B'Gachalim doesn't apply to it. We know that from Shehiya. That using a hot plate, if it's not adjustable, then that shouldn't be the problem. That shouldn't be a problem. So the question is, but is it Mechzikim of Asher? Okay, there's no Shemi Yechata, you can't raise the flame, but is it Mechzikim of Asher? Moshe Feinstein wanted to suggest in a tshuva that he sent to Rabbi Shimon Eider, he says that if you can't cook on top of the surface of the hot plate, so then it's not Mechzikim of Asher either. It's Ein Derech B'Shabbatach. If you can't cook on top of the hot plate, that's what he said. So if it's not adjustable, there's no Shemi Yechata. If you can't cook on top of it, Rabbi Moshe wanted to say that there's no Mechzikim of Asher either. So the question is, what does that mean that you can't cook on top of it? The Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, Rav Neuberg, is very machmir. He says in Eretz Yisrael, it's very common for people to cook on top of their hot plate. Some of the hot plates that they have, the non-cholin platas, the regular plata, apparently people do cook on them. They get very hot. So he says, l'chora, that doesn't fit the bill. You can't say that it's EF shalavashal olav. It's very common. I guess, I'm not there, but... But that's what he says, that it's common for people to use their hot plate, even to cook on. A cholin plata, they say a cholin plata is much cooler. It doesn't get to such a high temperature. So the cholin plata, if it doesn't get to such a high temperature and it's not normal to cook on top of it, it's impossible to cook on top of it because it's not really going to get cooked properly. So then lechora, it should be mutter to do chazara onto the hot plate because there's no problem with shemi yechata b'decholim. Since it's non-adjustable, and if you can't cook on top of it, so then there wouldn't be a problem with Mechzikim of Asher either. Rabbi Willig writes in his Sefer, Hilchos Shabbos, he thinks he should be able to be mekel with all the platas, at least in America. He says in America, it's not darko b'kaf to be mevashel on the platas. I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's different. Maybe the metzias is different. They cook in different ways. They use different surfaces for cooking, but here in America, people do not cook on a hot plate. The hot plate is made to warm up food on Shabbos. That's really what it's made for. So he thought that maybe you could be mekel because it's ein derech bishul b'kach. It's ein derech bishul b'kach. So lechora, that's probably the simplest way to warm up your kugel. You know, to do kedera gabe kedera, to warm it up on top of your crock pot, it could work. But it's certainly a lot easier just to get a hot plate. If you get a hot plate, if you even want to be machmer a little bit more, you can take a cookie tray. One of these cookie trays, these low surface cookie trays, you could turn it upside down on top of the hot plate. That's an even better hacker. Right? That's hacker. If you want to be machmer, then maybe the hot plate is not perfect in terms of Mexican mevasha. Maybe it looks a little bit like you're going to be mevasha. So if you turn the cookie tray upside down on top of the hot plate, that certainly will serve as a hacker. And that will be matir for you to do chazara to put back your to put your kugel on top of the hot plate. Yes, question. That's a good question. What you're addressing, Ephraim, is do we consider kedera gabe kedera only if it's on top of food, or even if it's on top of boiling water? And so some say that on top of boiling water is not enough. In fact, a number of years ago, they tried to invent something to make it easier for people to reheat their kugel on Shabbos. It's something called a kedera blech. I don't know if you're familiar with this. But basically, if you can imagine an aluminum pan filled with water with a top to it. Sounds like a perfect apparatus, right? It's a flat top, so you can put everything just on top of this, on top of the aluminum pan. You fill up the aluminum pan with, it's not aluminum pan, obviously it was stronger, right? It's made out of metal. So you fill up the pan with water, then you put the cover on, let the pan boil up, and once it boils up, you basically have steaming water below, which is heating up that piece of metal on top, the metal sheet, and you just put whatever you want on top of it. Seems like a great solution. It's kedera gabe kedera. The Shulchan Aruch says this is fine. This is not the Ranzi Yerushalmi. This is really pashut. So some suggested that maybe that's not going to work because there are scenarios where we actually do cook on top of boiling water. There's something called a double boiler. I'm not sure if you're familiar. But sometimes people make vegetables in a double boiler. It's like two pots that fit into each other. It's made that way, right? That you have the lower pot, you put water in that, and then you put the top pot on top of that, and you put the vegetables inside, and somehow it steams the vegetables. They don't burn as easily. So to say that this is ein derech mishal b'kach, very often people do cook through the medium of boiling water. What's more, others wanted to say that, how can you say it's ain darko bakach? It's certainly darko bakach to warm this way, to warm it up this way. Right? It's made for this purpose. So is it ain darko bakach to use at least for warming? Certainly used what do I mean? The reason why kedera agabe kedera is considered different than usual is because normally you cook something inside the pot, not on top of the pot. Normally you cook something inside the pot, not on top of the pot. But in this case, it's not meant for you to cook something inside the pot. The kedera blech is made in such a way that you should be cooking or warming on top of the pot. So how can you say that this is abnormal, but this is something strange? So for these two reasons, a lot of poskim felt that the kedera blech should not be used. And I think it drove them out of business. We don't really see that too much. Once the hot plates became very, very popular, and the poskim were willing to be makel to use the hot plates to do chazara, I think all other engineered apparatuses, if you will, right? All of the different kalim that they made for chazara, went into disuse. Because I think that the warming hot plate, the cholin plata, is just the easiest thing to use. And most posts would say you can use it directly, even if you want to be machmet to turn a cookie tray upside down. It's also pretty easy to use. So I think that's probably the best way to do chazara.